This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Today's guest is someone I was just introduced to, and as you'll find out, she won my heart while I was trying on her dresses. Holly Jarvis is a dress designer that founded her own company called Holly Shea. She knew at a young age that she was very creative and had an interest in fabrics and looking through catalogs to see what was in fashion. She spent many years as a teacher, but always had that passion for fashion and creating things. So even though she had a stable career, one day she just wanted to try something new to follow that passion. And when I was introduced to her clothing by a mutual friend, I knew I had to have her on the podcast because when I tried on her dresses, they made me feel wonderful. And it's not just about her company. You can really tell Holly is a person that truly wants to live the American dream. So please welcome Holly Jarvis to the Janice Dean podcast. Holly Jarvis, you made today's Dean's List.
Fantastic. It's so hard to believe.
Well, okay. So I have to give some background here. We have a mutual friend, Allie Van Dillen, who is married to Bob Van Dillen, who I've known for many, many years. Now he works for Fox Weather. And Allie told me about you and your wonderful company and sent me a few samples. And listen, I am somebody who my whole life I have struggled with finding a brand or a place that I can find clothes that fit me because I have a little bit of a weird shape. A lot of women have the pear shape. I am a typical pear where I'm smaller on the top and I have like a nice sort of flowy bottom, which doesn't bode well for a lot of clothing to fit me. This is since I've been little, and now I'm in my 50s, I have never had somebody send me a couple of items where I fit into several of the dresses. And with your designs, I fit into every single one that she sent me to try. So I was on the verge of tears because it's so emotional when you realize that someone has taken the care to try to fit all body types. And that is you, Holly Jarvis.
Well, thank you so much. No, that was the goal. And that's what I was seeing in the market and exactly why I started designing clothes for women that are hard to fit. I wanted silhouettes that would allow women to be able to feel their best and look their best with complete ease. That's why I started the brand.
Tell me how you got here. Like, you have quite a trajectory. You've always, been interested in designing, but you were a teacher for many years.
Yes, I was an elementary school teacher for 18 years. But as a child, my mother and grandmother were both just excellent seamstresses, just as a hobby. But they, sewed everything from pillows to curtains to dresses. And I've seen them take apart, patterns, dress patterns, time after time, and remake them, for themselves, customize them. And so I knew it could be done. But I grew up, my mother had an art gallery growing up. So I grew up with a love for art and design. And when I got to college, I didn't necessarily know how to translate that into a career. So I floundered. And I floundered so much that my dad finally said, Holly, let's pick something. It's either teaching or nursing, because it was the early 90s. And that's just kind of what he knew. So I decided, I don't like blood. So I went into teaching, which ended up being a great career. But I always loved you know, I was a painter. I did oil paintings, sold to galleries. And so I always did something on the side. Well, having, you know, two children, those hobbies kinds of, you know, they take a back seat to raising children. And I'm also married to an Army officer. And so he was deployed often. So I just really focused on teaching and raising the family. But as my son was entering college, we're about to enter his senior year in 2020, I decided, hey, like it's time. And teaching had changed so much over the years. It's just a totally different field from when I first started, you know, in the late 90s at that point. And so I just decided to take a leap of faith. And I started with just a simple bag of oysters. My dad lives part-time on the Gulf Coast. And he sent me a bag of oysters because he knows how I like to do, you know, just, you know, not necessarily crafty things, but just fun things with different elements. And so I started by making oyster bracelets, just adorning gold-plated bracelets with polished oyster shells, and then moved on to clutches. And I sent some samples to some stores, one being a store called Two Friends down in South Georgia, a good friend of mine. And I'm like, hey, well, she's turned into a good friend. I'm like, hey, what do you think? And she's like, I love them. I want three. So it started from there. And about 6 months later, I had always had ideas for clothing and I knew what I wanted to do. So I reached out to some manufacturers in India and started with a simple pattern that I had. And 200 stores later,
wow.
Here we are.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this story has so many layers that this has been your dream since you were a little girl. And, you know, you picked a career that was, you know, wonderful, obviously being
yes.
a teacher. My goodness. I know that right. you were a spectacular teacher, but you always had it in the back of your mind. You wanted to revisit your passion. And
correct.
And so you always believed in yourself. Did you ever have doubts or did you just sort of like, I will do this at some point? How did that thinking evolve?
Well, Janice, honestly, whenever I was raising, you know, my family, I really just focused on teaching, helping my husband, you know, with the family through the deployments. He was gone with the Army for a year at a time each time. And I really did not think about it often. But it was just this really, really, and it was a God moment for me. I honestly, and it sounds so crazy, I woke up during pre-planning, August of 2020, and I said, now's the time. And I honestly hadn't even thought about it in so many years, but I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something with this, you know, creative side of me because it's time. Just having the normal anxiety about kids moving on, you know, to that stage in life, going to college. I just knew I had to focus on this part of myself because I'd focused so much on them for so long.
Yes.
And yes, doubts. Are you kidding? There's not a day. Imposter syndrome is real. I can tell you that. You
What's
know, just
that?
Feeling like. It, well, you just feel like you're going to be found out one day. Like, you know, I really don't know what I'm doing, but I do know what I'm doing.
Imposter syndrome. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Just feeling like, you know, just in this realm that I'd never been exposed to, which is fashion. And it's very intimidating. But I tend to look at it, you know, just a piece at a time instead of looking at the big picture as not to, you know, completely overwhelm myself. I surrounded myself. Go ahead.
What was the first design that you attempted?
It was called the Haley dress, named after my sister. It was just a simple one size shirt dress.
Yes.
With a, just a traditional Oxford type shirt collar. 3/4 length sleeves, midi length, and it was a one sizer. And then I had one size, you know, that was like a 2 to 12, and then a one size extended that was a 14 to 20. And I customized it by using a 6-inch a 6-inch pipe sash that was not attached to the dress, where the woman could place the sash in the smallest part of her waist. And we all know we're all shaped so differently, as you mentioned. Some people have, are short-waisted. And so I didn't want it to have a set band for a sash. So it really just kind of gave it a corseted effect. And it just resonated with a lot of women. So taking that initial midi dress, one-sizer, things did evolve. And I did break into sizing groups. But part of the Holly Shea brand is I have spent so many years fixating on that number on the back of my pant or my top. And it just, it can either make or break your day.
Yes.
The number on the scale. I just did not want the people who wanted to wear the brand to be fixated on that. So that's why I do size groupings. It's just not an exact fit. It's supposed to be relaxed. It's supposed to be easy to wear. And I stand by that. I don't design anything that's not, that doesn't live up to that motto that I, began within the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So. And it took me a lot of years to realize what the style that I loved was. And that is a good shirt dress, man. It will make you feel so good. And like I said, when I tried on the samples, I have never fit into a quote unquote shift dress.
Right.
So I'll be honest with you. When I looked at the dress, I'm like, no, it's not going to fit. And I was going to just put it aside because that's what I do, right? I don't want
to.
I get really sad when I put these dresses on and it's like it fits the top of me, but it will not go past my darn hips, which I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my hips. They helped, deliver two beautiful boys. And I'm so grateful for that. But man, I can't even explain it. Women out there will know what I'm talking about when you can't put it down past your hips. And I was able to do that with this dress. And I thought, oh my goodness, I have to meet this woman. She's my best friend.
Listen, you don't know unless you know.
Unless
you are in the dressing room or in your closet, you don't know what it feels like to be tortured by these clothes.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring that to women. And I've been in dressing rooms and I've been in all the boutiques as I travel across the US. And I hear the same thing that you're saying, which literally makes these sleepless nights and early mornings. I mean, it makes it completely worth every moment because there is such a sense of just happiness that's tied into what we put on our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And, the collar that I put on.
Oh, yes, we have to talk about that, the collars. Oh, I love you even more for your collars.
Well, thank you. The higher the collar, the closer to God. I could have the worst day and I could feel, whatever. If I pop a collar, even on a pajama shirt or something, I feel put together.
Yes.
And so I'm like, there's something about having that collar that stands up that makes you, even with just a little lip gloss, an earring, a necklace, whatever, you just feel polished and put together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, there's research that's been done. It lifts your face as we age. Our face tends to drop, but all the things. But it just makes you feel put together. I am a child of the 80s, so I did pop collars on, polos back in the day.
The preppy look, yep.
So that was just part of it. And I hired a fantastic brand consultant in the beginning that really helped me narrow, the mission and vision for the brand and just refer to it often as I'm designing to make sure that I stay, in that realm. I'm so glad that, you noticed that the collar is, it's a lot. It's everything.
It is everything. Yeah, absolutely. You really have thought of everything. Stay right there. We'll have more of this story coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I mean, the designs are gorgeous. So you find the silhouette that works. Correct. And then the next, to take it even higher, you find these beautiful. I mean, do you design a lot of these patterns?
Every single one of
them. Oh, my goodness.
So that was part. I mean, Janice, whenever I first started, like anything, you find, I mean, even no matter how small the brand, you find that there's going to be people that mimic it, copy it, outright copy it. And so, you know, talking to my my business attorney, there was one thing that I found out that I needed. That was to protect my name, no matter how small the business was in the beginning. I needed to protect my name, which I did. And then I needed to protect what was on it. You cannot, I don't know if you know, which I didn't know, you can't, maybe in some extreme cases, but you can't copyright, patent, or patent dress silhouettes, but you can copyright the pattern, the print, the art that is on the piece. And so I decided to hire a couple of watercolor artists, one out of Charleston named Betsy Douglas and one from University of Georgia named Dallas Foshi. And believe it or not, neither one of these women had ever done textile design. And whenever I approached them, they're like, I've never done it, but I'm about to figure it out with you. I'm like, fantastic. We're doing this together. So I have a vision for each watercolor. And I have a, you know, for each collection, because I do a monthly collection. And so I have an idea about, you know, about the motif, the overall idea. And then we work, they paint it, and then we scale it together, color it together, all of those things digitally. But they are all original watercolors, which is just, is so fun.
It's spectacular.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by a monthly collection?
So I decided, as you noted, I rotate the same silhouette. So once a woman knows what fits her well, you know, it's kind of, I mean, and honestly, it kind of lends itself to that, to the Lily Pulitzer shift idea.
Yes.
You know, once, so if you know that that silhouette fits you, you know that you can go back and do a shorter version as a top, a longer version as a maxi dress. If I'm just going from the Arden, I have the Arden shift over the knee and then the rooftop and the Grace maxi length dress, but they're all the same dimensions. I decided I wanted to have a different print collection every month. So for spring and summer, I have, you know, starting in January into July, I have six different collections coming that those months. So it's just, you know, collections of prints and some solids each and every month that's released in stores and also on my website.
Are they different every time, or do you bring back the favorites?
Well, that's a good question. I have had requests to bring back the favorites. So, you know, I've been doing this for 2 years.
Wow.
It is almost time. It is almost time to bring back some of those, you know, the early ones from 2 years ago, such a long time ago. It's hard to believe. It seems like it's been five lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. And so you kind of decided to do this during one of the most hardest times, really, the world has seen during COVID. I mean, what gave you that kind of like, this is the time I'm going to do this, when a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, you know, how am I going to go on with my life? You know what I'm saying?
Right. I know. But, you know, that was, how am I going to go on with my life? How am I going to go on? You know, it was that, you know, part of that great resignation mindset, I think. Like, I cannot leave this earth not satisfying this part that I know exists. Can't put my finger on it. Like, I don't know what it is, but, you know, with a very strong faith in God and a strong support system through family, I honestly didn't think about it that much. I just did it. I mean, I just, and luckily along the way, people, you know, have been brought into my life that have supported, that have shown, you know, me a side to the business that I may have had questions about. I've never been made to feel, you know, by anyone but myself, but I've never been able to, been made to feel inadequate by asking, you know, quote unquote, dumb questions. Mm. It's just been just absolutely unbelievable how each step along the way, the right person has been brought in to, you know, to help build the brand. It's actually just, it's a lot to think about. So all the way down to my logistics shipping. I knew it was time to move this out of my basement whenever I was, receiving, you know, a literal like flatbed of a forklift down my driveway. My husband's like, yeah, you might want to think about third party logistics to do this. I'm like, you know what? I think you're right. It's time. Mm-hmm. Because I did just kind of fund it myself and just let it grow organically in that respect. Yeah, I was introduced into to my brand reps, Brent and Leah with Soleil Sales, and that's what took me fully into the wholesale market. They have showrooms in Atlanta and Dallas, and then they also go to Coterie in New York, and now Los Angeles, West Palm. So they're able to bring the brand, you know, in front of stores across the U.S.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what does your family say to you? They must be so proud of you.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's funny. I have a daughter that's 17. She'll be at University of Georgia next year. But, you know, on the days that I wanted to quit, I could not let her see me do it. And that was motivation. But my family, extremely supportive. I have a sister that's an entrepreneur as well. My mom was an entrepreneur. My dad, stepdad, grandparents. Everyone has just been extremely supportive. No one has ever said, what are you doing? I mean, I quit a job. With 12 years left to go, I could have, you know, for my full pension, but no one has, no one ever said, what are you doing? Everyone's been very supportive, very supportive. Even my mom and sister, they were my only models whenever I first started. So
I love it.
I enlisted everyone in this crazy thing. So,
I mean, you're kind of living that American dream, which I think we all aspire to.
Well, thank you. It's at 48 years old. That's
bless.
One thing I do want to. Well, I do want to stress. You know, it's never too late.
It's
not too late. Yeah.
Stay right there. We'll have more of this story coming up. And what advice would you give somebody out there that's listening to this, and they're like, you know, I really want to do this, but I'm just nervous. I'm afraid. What do you say?
One step at a time. Mm. Surround yourself with people who support you, you know, and at times just know when to keep your cards close to your chest, because sometimes oversharing, just even a slight head nod can discourage someone who's just starting out feeling so vulnerable. But just know that you know in your soul what you're supposed to do. And just go for it. I mean, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen? Honestly, you just know. And if you know, you just have to do it.
Yeah. And listen, you're going to have times where you fail along the way, but sometimes those are the greatest lessons.
Absolutely. And, you know, you know, at first, whenever you do, you have a mistake, you overbuy, you don't plan your calendar correctly. Something comes in late, you know, you miss a delivery. Yes, you just know better what to do the next time. And you're just learning as you go. Allow yourself some grace, because, you know, nothing's ever going to be perfect. And you're right. And my brand consultant told me in the beginning, it's better you're learning these lessons now than when the deliveries are, you know, by tens of thousands of units instead of just by thousands at that point. So you're just, you know, everything is recoverable.
Right. And I think your goal of one day at a time is really important. I learned that in everyday life. You know, if you think too far ahead, you can just overwhelm yourself and you're up at night and you can't But we can only control what we have in front of us, really. You know, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So you have to kind of remind yourself of that.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I do tend to get in my head a lot and just especially worry about kids. I mean, you know, just all the things.
Yes.
But this was something that I really just would take it one piece at a time. And yes, because you're right. If I were to look at the end, I probably wouldn't have started.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the company's called Holly Shea. Your name Correct. Is Holly. Where does Shea come from?
That's my middle name.
Middle name.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And my mom would call me that whenever
Aww,
she.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
So can you give me like a sneak peek at what you're thinking about in the new months ahead in the new year? What's
yeah.
next?
Well, spring is already there, and I've shown some sneak peeks on Instagram and Facebook. But spring one is delivered to stores in January, and then every month after that. But right now I'm working, I just finished February and fall and holiday of 24. Just working with, again, just elements of nature. I grew up in South Georgia. I did a quail print over this last fall that was just, it really was a huge hit, and it was a lot of fun. And so I'm doing some things like that again. Of course, for spring, some shells once again, some really fun, vibrant colors, and just super excited about what's coming. I do have a few new silhouettes. They're staying, you know, true to the brand, and there's just a lot. I did do, whenever I first started the brand, I really wanted to focus on the working on sizing up to an XL and XXL. And I missed, I really missed the mark whenever I began the brand of extra small to XX and extra small. And so I'm incorporating that now for my petite customers starting in the spring. So I'm excited about that as well.
Now, what about like shoes and jewelry and bags?
I know,
I just said don't think ahead, but I'm thinking ahead.
Well, I am doing a necklace collaboration with Fairchild Baldwin. They are based out of New York. Jill Fairchild is the owner. We're doing a necklace collaboration for fall in four great colorways and beads. I'm working with an earring brand, Mary Kay Kendig. We're doing a couple of earrings in the spring. I actually have some from Resort right now with her. Shoes. I told my my consultant said, I've got a shoe brand. If you ever want to get into our shoe manufacturer, I'm like, oh my word, I'll never do shoes. And then I thought the other night, in the middle of the night, I want to do shoes. So you never know.
Well, I love it. And you know, and the price point isn't too bad. Listen, I'm going to say, you know, it's your designs are gorgeous and they're made by you. So they're not going to be, you know,
fast fashion prices.
You have a great a brand. You have a name for everything that sounds wonderful. but it's not insane either. Like, you know, I'll go into a Neiman's and it's just like, oh my gosh, I don't want to pay this. Even though this dress looks spectacular, I don't want to pay this, but you have good price points. I mean, these are beautiful. And it's artwork, actually. You know, you're wearing something that you will wear. You're not going to want to give away.
Well, thank you. And I do consider it almost, it is wearable art.
Yes.
But no, I wanted, that was another part, just keeping in line with that. I wanted to be able to stay within an affordable, you know, it's not fashion prices, but it's not necessarily going to break the bank. And especially if you consider it something you're going to keep in your closet.
Yes.
That is classic. It is not trendy. I refuse to do. I may fall in line with some of the colors of the seasons that are on trend, but that's where it stops. I want you to be able to pull out this piece for several years. I really invested a lot in the quality of cotton that I use and the manufacturers. I use two manufacturers in India, and both are just, they do excellent, excellent, excellent stitching. So they're investment pieces.
I agree.
Yep.
100%. Like I told you in my text, I was like, Holly, I think I'm in love with you.
Well, I love you too. Thank you. And my parents will love you because I made the Dean's List, which was very rare. Very rare.
Oh, well, listen, I can't wait to meet you in person. And your story is just so wonderful in so many different ways. You know, it's from somebody who wants to try something a little later on in life after they have kids and they've always wanted to do it. You're a great example of that. And just as a woman who her whole life has been in store dressing rooms and sometimes burst into tears because nothing has fit, you just made my night when I tried on a couple of your dresses. I just...
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
That means the world to me. It does. That's what this is all about. And I appreciate you recognizing that.
Absolutely. Thanks again to Holly for sharing her incredible story. She really is an inspiration, especially as we all start the new year. And maybe she will help someone else make a decision to follow their dreams. You just never know unless you try, right? You can find Holly's designs at hollyshea.com. Thank you to all of my listeners. If you have someone you think should make the Dean's List, let me know at Janice Dean on Twitter or Janice Dean FNC on Instagram. Or you can rate this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.